Earlier this month, we saw the Office of the Gene Technology Regulator suggesting proposed changes to the regulations. Why would they do that?
That's a very good question, Roman, and we're really concerned by the changes that the Office of the Gene Technology Regulator is proposing. They're basically proposing deregulating a range of new genetic engineering techniques. Some people may have heard of CRISPR. That's the most common one that people have heard of. But basically, these techniques pose the same risks as older GM techniques, and we really think that they should be regulated, as do a number of scientific reviews that have taken place throughout the world.
It's a little odd that these gene tech companies don't want their advanced gene technologies labeled as gene technologies, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think that's the real agenda here is, of course, if these new techniques aren't regulated, they're going to be entering the food chain and our environment with no safety testing or labeling. And there'll be no choice for consumers because they won't know whether or not their food's GM.
Presumably there's been some safety testing of these new techniques.
Well, in actual fact, some of these techniques like CRISPR was only invented in 2013. So there's been absolutely no studies looking at, well, how does this affect the safety of foods that are engineered using this technique? So we believe it's incredibly premature of the government to consider deregulating these techniques when we haven't even begun to look at what the unexpected side effects associated with them are. So there's been a number of studies looking at these techniques that have shown what's referred to as off-target effects. So that means as well as cutting the gene that they want to or altering the gene that they want to, they also alter other similar genes on the genome. And so unless you're regulating these techniques and unless you're looking for these unexpected effects, you're simply not going to find them until someone has an adverse reaction, say, to a food or some invasive species gets out of control. It's important to bear in mind it's not just food that we're talking about here. So the government deregulates these techniques. It's not only in plants, it will be in animals as well, and also microbes. So significantly, the US government has actually deemed these new techniques to be potential weapons of mass destruction because they're worried about the potential for dual use. People basically deliberately developing harmful pathogens.
What about other countries? Are they deregulating these techniques? Are they allowing them?
So New Zealand has said it's going to regulate these techniques as GMOs, and that's largely because of market reasons. They're really concerned about potential loss of export markets if they deregulate these techniques. So we find it really quite surprising that the Australian government seems to be running headlong into this and not considering the market consequences of deregulating these techniques. Other jurisdictions haven't actually made a decision yet on whether they're going to regulate these techniques as GMOs. So, for example, in Europe, which is one of our major export markets, the issue's actually been referred to the European Court of Justice, and they're due to make a decision next year on whether these techniques are covered by their existing GM legislation. And we would anticipate that they are. I mean, their legislation is quite clear, as is ours, that these techniques would definitely come under the current definition of biotechnology.
I understand there was a statement by international scientists recently.
Yeah, that's right. So there's a group, ENSA, so that's the European Network of Scientists for Social and Environmental Responsibility. So over 60 international scientists signed a statement saying that these techniques pose similar risks to older GM techniques and they really need to be assessed for safety before they're released into the environment and to the food chain. Unfortunately, the scientists that our government here seems to be listening to have quite clear conflicts of interest on this. So, for example, the Office of the Gene Technology Regulator has got an advisory panel called their Gene Technology Technical Advisory Committee, and a number of the members that have been advising them on these techniques have got quite clear conflicts of interest. And, for example, they're in partnerships with Monsanto that's trying to commercialize these techniques, or they've actually got personal patents in these techniques and they're trying to bring products containing them to market. So we believe that these individuals shouldn't be advising the government on whether to deregulate techniques that they stand to personally benefit from their deregulation. It's incredible that we've actually arrived at this situation, because the OGTR's regulations are quite clear. They're not meant to get advice from individuals that have got a conflict of interest, but in this case, we've got documents that prove that they quite clearly did.
At the same time, the Office of the Gene Technology Regulator is also charged with promoting gene tech, isn't it?
That's right. And there's another current review that's going on at the moment, which is actually the review of their overall scheme. And there's a clear push from industry there, again, to remove the state moratoria, which is on GM crops, which will obviously be of interest to people in South Australia, and also to remove GM labelling as well. And it's interesting, yeah, there's a series of consultation questions that they've just put out, and a number of the questions relate to the regulator's role in promoting genetically modified crops. And why should our regulator be promoting genetically modified crops? It's incredible. And it completely goes against the wisdom of other bodies like the UN, who actually commissioned a 10-year study looking at, well, how are we going to feed the world? And it actually concluded that GM crops aren't going to play a significant role in solving food security issues. And there's very real problems associated with the patents associated with them, because it means that the majority of farmers globally save their seeds. But with GM crops, they're no longer able to do so. So there's real problems with GM crops, and the patents are a real driver behind them. But there's also widespread consumer opposition, which is why there's a huge push from the GM crop industry to get around labelling and regulation.
If people are concerned about the regulation of these new GM technologies, or in fact keeping in place the bans on existing GM technologies, what can they do?
We would urge you to jump on our website. So that's emergingtech.fo.org.au, and we've got an online petition there that you can direct to David Gillespie. So he's the Assistant Minister for Health, and this is his portfolio, so you can urge him to take action on this, and sign up for our email newsletter as well, and we can keep you in the loop.